blasts again.
The Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world.
The Splash.
Cannonball.
The Splash is brought to you by Ruta Ranger Plumbing. Plumbers you can trust for any of your plumbing services. Call 888-7-RANGER to get you out of plumbing danger.
All right, item number one, and this is kind of interesting because we were well ahead of this topic. Kyler Murray to the Cardinals at number one. And when we brought it up and discussed it, it was sort of kind of a ludicrous idea. But as time is passing, it's becoming more acceptable, maybe even to the point of inevitable. Now, I don't know if we'll get to inevitable. And you and I are going to head off to the Combine in a couple of weeks, and we're going to see this story unfold live. But Kyler Murray told the Dallas Morning News, he and Cliff Kingsbury, they're pretty good friends. They like each other a lot.
Great relationship.
Great relationship. So what do you think now?
Well, now you get two sides playing the game now. We've talked about the Cardinals side, and even if there's not any real concrete interest in Kyler Murray, they can't let that out of the bag. Last week, while you were gone, it was Newsmakers Week with Doug and Wolf, and you know, Steve Keim referenced it, Cliff Kingsbury referenced it. Hey, this is fun. Let's have some fun with this. Yeah. It wouldn't be any fun if we just squashed all the rumors now, would it? So we know the Cardinals are on that side playing this game. Kyler Murray wants to go number one. He didn't give up on a baseball career to go in the second round. He's trying to up his stock, too.
Yeah.
So he's playing the game as well.
No, Kyler Murray gave up on a baseball career so one day he wouldn't be Manny Machado or Bryce Harper. That's why he's doing it.
You know, I mean, those poor guys that are going to have to settle for $250 million?
Right, exactly.
Of guaranteed money.
Of guaranteed money.
My heart goes out to those guys.
I know.
I hope their families are eating.
It's an interesting paradox, though, when you juxtapose the Kyler Murray comments with Josh Rosen and his eventful weekend in California, getting into a car accident with his Tesla.
Yeah. The best tweet I saw, and we can make light of it now because Josh Rosen kind of made light of it, and he's okay. The car was damaged.
Uh-huh.
But the best tweet I saw was, wow, Josh Rosen still can't get protection on his left side.
Ooh, that's a good line. That is a good line.
If only DJ Humphries would have been there, that car would be undamaged.
Now, in the NFL, the Major League Baseball is not the only sport with big-name players looking for new homes and paydays. Antonio Brown is continuing his I'm going to aggravate everybody in the free world tour. But Antonio Brown is still out there. And now he is coming out in a series of illiterate tweets saying, I don't want anything. Don't come at me with any of that unguaranteed money.
Well, he had a 9-minute Instagram live video last night. A lot of it while he was on the elliptical machine where he was sweating profusely and saying weird things. It was basically the 2019 version of T.O. doing bench presses in his driveway.
That's a good point.
Just, he gets the social media involved. Today, Antonio Brown tweeted, had a great meeting with Mr. Rooney today. We discussed a lot of things and we cleared the air on several issues. We both agreed that it is time to move on. But I'll always have appreciation and gratitude towards the Rooney family and Steelers organization.
Wow.
He didn't write that, by the way, because there's no spelling or grammatical errors.
That's
in
exactly
it.
Right. But the fact that Antonio Brown is still floating out there, it's I've already voiced my mixed feelings about this. Incredible player, but a jerk face. And he would instantly kind of change this wholesome, nice nature of the Cardinals, but man, would he be a good addition.
We can get into that again, because I still have my doubts that he'd be a good addition.
Yeah.
And speaking of additions, just came out a few minutes ago, the Cardinals signed tight end Charles Clay to a 1-year deal.
Oh, wow. He was let go last week, had a down year statistically, and people wondered, how will the tight end factor into Cliff Kingsbury's revolutionary air raid offense? Will there even be one?
Well, there will be one.
So now you see the blending in of Cliff Kingsbury's offensive strategies with what actually happens in the NFL. Charles Clay might have something left in the tank.
Interesting.
The Cardinals had no production from tight ends last year at all.
Pretty aggressive with these released players that they've been signing.
Yeah.
Well, because they get the top pick on these guys, so on the waiver wire.
And they've got a lot of money to spend. They've got a lot of holes to fill. And so far, I think they've added some quality guys.
Yep.
All right, the NBA All-Star Game is behind us, thank goodness. I don't know what struck you over the weekend's festivities. I thought the slam dunk contest actually was interesting. Eh?
Semi. It was okay.
The game itself, aside from Steph Curry's bounce pass alley-oop, was pretty much fair.
Yeah, Friday can go away, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Sunday can go away, in my opinion. Saturday is the weekend for
yeah.
me.
That's exactly right. That game on Sunday, just go away. Just don't even do it.
You know what did it for me? I'm lukewarm on All-Star games anyway at this point. I know. I'm the old grumpy guy. I heard from those people on Twitter.
Oh, did you?
Don't compare this to the Pro Bowl. You're damn right I'm going to compare it to the Pro Bowl. Neither one of those games anybody pretends to play any defense.
No.
It's a departure from the actual sport they're playing.
Yeah.
But what did it for me was when early in the game, Giannis tried to alley-oop an underhanded pass on a free throw so he could get another dunk. And I just went, what else is on?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
This is kind of making a mockery of the competitive nature of the sport. I'm with you on that. I felt that way for a while with it. Just go away with it. Just give us the Saturday festivities and then just move on.
To me, I mean, the most interesting thing about the NBA All-Star game is when they tell you who actually is an All-Star.
Yeah.
Just like the Pro Bowl. When the Pro Bowl invitations come out, that's a story. That's where the story ends. Wow, I'm a Pro Bowler, or he's a Pro Bowler, or my team got this many Pro Bowlers. It's the same thing in the NBA now.
Huh.
And it's just basically devolved into a big recruiting trip weekend for these guys.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. All right, also going on, the Phoenix Suns now are going to pick up their... Have they won a game? How long has it been since they've won a game, Vinny? Calendar days.
A long time. Over a month calendar.
Yes.
Yeah, about 5 weeks.
That's insane.
11-48 at the break.
That is insane.
And while you were gone, the Knicks won their last game before the break. They beat the Hawks, so they broke their streak and actually have percentage points on the Suns. The Suns are the worst team in the NBA right now.
Again.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get into that as well. The Coyotes lose last night to Calgary. Flames score a couple of third period goals. The Coyotes, to me, they're kind of similar to ASU basketball in a way. They're capable of going and doing something like shutting out Toronto or beating Las Vegas.
Great point.
And then they come back and then they... They're just up and down. Their ceiling tends to fool you, and so does their floor at times. So there's the Coyotes for you.
That's a really good comparison.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because we've seen it over the last week. I went to the Coyotes Blues game last week on Thursday, and I came on the. They lose 4-0. There was nothing resembling a scoring chance for the Coyotes in that game. It was really one of the most boring sporting events I've ever been to in my life. 2 days later, they shut out Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and then 2 days after that, they lose to Calgary.
Yeah. And they're still kind of floating on that periphery of a playoff berth, and they're a dangerous team in one game situations. I don't know what to make of them. We'll see as time goes on. Finally, the AAF, the Alliance of American Football, reports that they nearly missed payroll entering week two.
Not good, but they were bailed out. $250 million bailout by the principal owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, who's now like going to be the... What's the...
Like the majority investor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's got a title. I got to look it up, but... I saw that headline and I went, uh-oh. 2 weeks in? Not great.
I would ask you if you ever worked for a company that didn't pay you, but unfortunately, I already know the answer to that. For anybody who has worked a job and put in a week and then the paycheck doesn't arrive, it is really a dreadful feeling. I worked for a company like that very, 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 very long time ago.
Do you know how many government employees are listening now going, uh-huh,
right. That's different, though. You know what I mean? You go to work for the government. You don't think that they're going to have trouble meeting payroll, but in something like the AAF, with all that good publicity out of week one, and then they almost don't make payroll in week two.
Yeah, but apparently this bailout is going to help. He will be their new chairman. Tom Dundon is his name. Self-made billionaire from Dallas. That'd be great to put on a resume, wouldn't it?
Self-made billionaire?
Self-made billionaire. Does it get better than that? By the way, the Hotshots won again. And Christian Hackenberg is every bit as awful as was advertised. Man, is that guy terrible at football.
Uh-huh.
What a dupe job he put on the professional football world and is still putting on.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I never thought he was going to be that good in the first place, but whatever.
All right.
Those are your items.
There's our splash for today.